Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are as red as crimson, they shall be like wool. On to Isaiah chapter 53, verses 3 to 6. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering. Like one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows, yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray, and each of us has turned to his own way. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
Thank you very much. Have a look at the screen. Does anyone know what this is? A fish. Of course, it's a fish. Does anyone know what type of fish it is? A dead fish. Yes, we're going to be here. Does anyone know? Anyone know? You know what is actually called? What species of fish? It's a pike. Brilliant knowledge. Brilliant pike. Big fish with very pointy, sharp teeth. And when I was a boy, I once spent a very happy morning pike fishing in the River Wey near where I lived. And it was a drizzly February morning. And by the time my friend's dad dropped me off home, I was just covered in slime and dirt and, you know, pike slime and dirt and mud. And I suppose I may have looked a little bit like that. And while I had been pike fishing, my mother had spent the morning cleaning the house. And when my mother cleans, she doesn't just clean, she wages war on every last particle of dust. When my mother cleans, the place is spotless. It's gleaming, shining white. It's spotless. And I ring the bell, and I'm standing there on the doorstep, all covered in pike slime and mud like that. And inside the house is clean like that. And you know what my mum says? She says, I can't come in. Why do you think she wouldn't let me in? Anyone got any ideas? Why do you think my mum wouldn't? Why do you think she wouldn't let me in? I was dirty. And the house was clean like that, and I was covered in pike slime and mud. And when it comes to being friends with God, it's a little bit like me after my pike fishing trip. God is good. He is pure. He is clean. He's spotless, like my mum's home. And the Bible says we can't just go kind of waltzing into his home, because in God's eyes, we're dirty. And if he let us in, well, we would mess it up, just like I would have messed up my mum's white sofas. The prophet Isaiah says this. He says, our sins are like scarlet. Our sins are like scarlet. Scarlet is a kind of old-fashioned way of saying, well, our sins are like blood and mud and mess and pretty dirty. Our sins make us dirty. And the trouble is, already we're feeling a little bit anxious, because sin is a word people don't really like to use in polite circles. Sounds kind of gloomy to talk about sin. If we think about sin at all, we tend to think sin is what really, really bad people do. It's what murderers do, and drug dealers, and violent dictators. Not us. The Bible says a very striking thing. It says sin is what we all do. God, the God who made us, says to us, I'm God. I made you. I love you. Now will you love me? And will you go my way in my world? And sin is when, instead of loving God and going his way, we go our way. And going our way makes us dirty. So God says, be generous. Share what you have with people who need things. That is God's clean way. And I go my way. I don't really want to share my things with someone else who needs them. In fact, I don't even notice that they need anything. I just, as long as I got what I want, I'm happy. And in God's eyes, that makes me dirty. And in God's home, you see, people are generous. It's wonderful to be with them because they're the sort of people who share things, which means if you let me in, I would spoil it because I'm dirty. Or God's way is to tell the truth. That's God's clean way. But I lie. I lie to get myself out of trouble, to make myself look good. And that makes me dirty. And in God's home, you see, people always tell the truth. And it's wonderful to be somewhere where everyone tells the truth. Can't let me in because I'd spoil it because I'm dirty. God's way is to put other people first. That's his clean way. But I don't care what film you want to watch. I want to watch The Incredibles. And I don't like it when they make a fuss over her because I want them to make a fuss over me. And I don't want to waste my time tidying up the breakfast things. I've got better things to do with my time. I'm going to leave that to someone else. And all those things may look quite small, but it shows that in my heart, what I do is I put myself first, and that makes me dirty in the sight of God. Which means he can't let me into his wonderful clean home because I would spoil it. Or God's way is to love other people. That's his clean way, but I go my way and I hurt other people. The things I do, the things I say, I hurt. The people I really love, I hurt them, I make them cry. And that makes me dirty. Or God's way is to keep his promises. But I go my way. I say one thing and I do another thing. And that makes me dirty. And in God's home, you see, everyone is like God. They keep their promises. Which means he can't let me in because I would spoil things because I break my promises. God is pure and he's clean. And his home is pure and his home is clean. And I'm dirty. It means he can't let me in. I can't be friends with him because I would spoil things. And it could be that you're thinking, well, that is exactly why we don't like all this talk of sin, because it's all very negative and very unhealthy. Well, talking about sin is not about being negative. It's about facing up to reality, about what we're really like. And it's not about being unhealthy, because you'll never be healthy if you ignore the disease that is eating you up on the inside. See, how do we explain how things really are in this world? Why is our world so full of war? Why are there so many poor people who have nothing to eat? Why is there so much rivalry in the office? Why do children get bullied in the playground? Why do weekends with the family, with the people we love, sometimes collapse into blazing rows? The Bible says it's because instead of going God's good way, we go our way. And going our way messes things up. And it seems to me that dirty is not just how the Bible describes us. Dirty is how we feel on the inside. I guess all of us know what it is to lie awake at night and we think of what we said and we wish we could unsay it. Or we think of something we've done and we would do anything to be able to undo it. We just feel dirty about it on the inside, and we wish somehow we could make ourselves clean. And what we try and do is this. We try and think, I'll make myself clean. I'll tidy my room, and that'll perhaps clean me up a bit. Or we say, no, I'll make myself clean. I'll give money to charity. That'll help. And I'm trying to scrub myself up a little bit like that. Or we say, no, I'll tell you what, I'll come to church. That's going to make me clean. God's going to be pleased with that. I'm trying to scrub myself up like that, and I'll try and get myself clean. And trying to get ourselves clean like that is like trying to scrub up a piece of coal. Scrub it up all you like, it doesn't make it any cleaner. So how can I be friends with God? I mean, if he's clean and we are dirty, how can we come into his home?
Think back to my mum after that fishing trip. I couldn't come in as I was. The house was clean. I was dirty. But my mum wasn't going to leave me outside. She loves me. She wanted me inside with her. So what did she do? She took me round the back. She stripped me down in the garden outside. And she scrubbed me clean. And then she invited me in. And that is what God says to us. He doesn't just leave us outside, say, you're dirty, don't come in. He loves us, and he wants us to come in, to be with him. Only we can't clean up ourselves. It's like scrubbing a piece of coal. So what does he do? He comes to wash us clean. What did Isaiah say? Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. It's going to make us clean. And the question is, how? Well, not with flannel and soap. We're dirty on the inside. You can't clean up your insides with flannel and soap. So here's how he does it. It's that second reading we had from Isaiah. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. We've not gone our way. Sorry, we've not gone God's way. We've gone our way. And that means we've got very dirty. But do you see what it says? The Lord has laid on him. That's Jesus. The Lord has laid on Jesus the iniquity of us all. He's put our sin on Jesus. Now, this is where I need my glamorous assistant. The thing is, Jesus is totally pure and totally clean. But on the cross, he died like somebody who was dirty. And you say, what was Jesus doing dying on a cross like someone who was dirty? I mean, he wasn't dirty, was he? Well, do you remember Isaiah 53? And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. On the cross, the Lord laid on Jesus the sin of us all. So on the cross, the Lord put all my dirt onto Jesus. So here's a question for you. Where is all my dirt? Where is all my dirt? It's on the cross. It's on Jesus. And that's how God gets rid of all my dirt. And not just that, but Jesus, you see, gives me his shirt to wear. And now I'm clean. In God's eyes, I'm clean. And it's a wonderful thing to realize in God's eyes, you're clean. And the best thing about being clean is because you're clean, it means you can be friends with God. You can come into his home and be with him forever. So you might think, well, all this talk of sin and dirt, perhaps it means God doesn't really want us to be friends. On the cross, we see just how much he does want us to be friends. He wants us to come into his home, and he wants us to be friends with him forever. But he can't just let us in as we are, because we're dirty, and he is clean, and we would spoil things. So what does he do? Because he loves us, he finds a way to make us clean. Because he loves us, he says to his own dear son, he says, "Will you go and die on the cross to take away all their dirt?" And because he loves us, Jesus says, "Yes, I'll do it. I'll go." So how can we be friends with God? All through Jesus on the cross. He was made dirty so we could be clean. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you that you want us to be friends with you. And we thank you for what you did, that you gave up your own dear son to die on a cross so we could be clean and come into your home forever. Amen. Amen. Now, as we often say, we want to be the sort of church at Emmanuel where you're allowed to ask your questions. We've all got questions that we're still wrestling with. So what we do now is just spend 2 or 3 minutes to reflect on some of these things. There are questions on the screen that may help you to do that, either alone or perhaps with someone next to you. And after a few moments, there's a chance to ask any question you like about these things to me. So just spend the next 2 or 3 minutes brewing up your questions. And just have a reflect on some of those questions. While I think there might be a bit of music going on, I'm not quite sure. Who's got a question they'd like to ask or comment they'd like to make? Who's got a question? There's no such thing as a bad question, and it may be that your question is just the question that someone next to you is itching to ask, but they just can't bring themselves to. Matthew, you got a question? Do you want to shout it out loud, or shall I bring this round? You'll shout it out loud. Yeah, did you hear Matthew's question? A really, really good question, which is, what does it look like to be friends with God? Well, from two things. It means we know that God is not against us anymore. God doesn't point a finger saying, you're dirty anymore. It's a wonderful thing to say. God looks on us with delight because we're clean. God says, you're my child. But what does it mean to be friends with the people you know who are your friends? Well, when you're friends with someone, you want to spend time with them. You want to please them. You do the things that they like doing. You listen to them. You talk to them. Well, that's what it means to be friends with God, is you do the things he likes, and you listen to him, and you talk to him, and you live in a way that brings pleasure to his heart, because that's what you do with your friends normally. That's friendship. So it's something a bit like that. Good question. Who's got another question or a comment? Should we pause there then? If you think of one over tea, it's not too late to ask, because over tea we can continue this kind of discussion. What are we going to do next?